A 14-year-old Secondary 3 student was issued a restriction order in November under the Internal Security Act after authorities found he had been self-radicalized by ISIS ideology. He also showed support for ISIS through gameplay on Roblox and Gorbox. It started when he was just 12. He had watched a video showing ISIS fighters in combat. And from there, social media algorithms fed him more and more extremist content. He eventually spent up to 9 hours a day consuming pro-ISIS material online. By late 2023, he wasn't just watching. He pledged allegiance to ISIS and began calling himself a member. Using Roblox and Gorbox, the boy recreated ISIS attacks and executions. He role-played as an ISIS fighter, killing enemies in-game, then turned that gameplay into propaganda videos and posted them publicly. He believed he was too young to fight now, but planned to travel overseas in about 10 years to join ISIS and die as a martyr. At home, he practiced close-quarter battle simulations daily using a toy rifle. His online exposure also fed real-world hate. After watching content about a past ISIS-inspired attack on a gay nightclub in Florida, he began believing that LGBTQ people should be killed. He imagined taking part in an attack in Singapore, though he did not take steps to carry it out. Now, he was also inspired by the 2002 Bali bombings and drafted a mock-up of an attack targeting a random nightclub in Bali. Authorities say this case reflects a worrying trend. Well, this is the third 14-year-old dealt with under the ISA in just 2 years. And these teens are also the youngest individuals to be issued with ISA orders to date. What stands out is that warning signs were visible. Family members and schoolmates knew about his extremist views, but no one reported him. He was stopped before anyone was hurt, but authorities warned they may not always get there in time, which is why early intervention matters.